There's another story at a column that I printed out from Andrew Durant at lourockwell.com. COVID-19, the warning. This guy, it was written like 10 days ago, or maybe even 2 weeks ago now. This guy delves into it and he actually gets it. He actually gets to the bottom of it. Today's March the 1st. We are now 1 year. Now, March the 15th will be the day of Pence for Brains, Pence, rolling out the Corona Hoax Task Force into 15 days to slow the spread or flatten the curve or whatever the hell it was that they called it. But the month of March, 1 year ago, can you believe this? It has been a year of Corona doom and shows no signs of letting up. If you know sheeple that are meandering about out there with their Corona doom face diapers on and young people getting vaccines. I talked to daughter number two on, was it Friday afternoon? I think it was Friday afternoon, who was informing me that she's making another trip down here to the homeland. And that her friend that is going to the airport to pick her up is will pick her up after. Now, this is a 23-year-old. Will pick her up after her scheduled, as you English say, scheduled second Corona hoax vaccination, second dose. Of course, you know what my response was. Why is Jesse getting the vaccine? Well, they suggested it where she works, so she went ahead and did. Tell them to go screw themselves. This is madness here. And by the by, the news is now out. I think it's I saw it on Friday on Twitter before I was so disgusted with Twitter. Then I logged off and only logged back in for like 10 seconds this morning so that I could put the headline and the graphic on the Twitter feed. Not that anyone reads my Twitter feed anyway. It really doesn't matter. And invite people to come and listen to the preview portion of the program, interrupted every 12 minutes with a commercial. By the by, if you're getting the preview, there is a 3-minute commercial break coming up. You can get rid of that by becoming a Founders Pass member today at crusadechannel.com/go. crusadechannel.com/go. In any event, one of the CEOs, I think it's a guy that's for Pfizer, said, you will have to get an annual Corona hoax booster. Now, this is after the deaths have gone down to
0.0.
But it doesn't matter.
And this is also, even though Dr. Fauci says, even if you're vaccinated, you still have to wear the mask. You shouldn't be out in public.
That's right.
You shouldn't be at theaters. And
even if you have your little vaccine.
Even if you've already had the vaccine.
Right. Even if you have your little COVID, Corona hoax vaccination, get out of jail, go into a restaurant free card, right? So why are the fake conservatives, which shows that they're fakes, wearing masks at CPAC in Florida?
Because people might be, you, Mr. Church, you just don't get it. Because people might be bringing the Corona doom in from other states. And they may be infecting everyone in Florida.
Well, if it's a super spreader event, you'll find out in, what's the incubation, 3-4 days? By the end of this week, if half the people that attended CPAC dropped dead from the Corona hoax, well, then you'll know. That's not going to happen. There's not going to be any incidents. Now, here's what's going to happen. Let me tell you, this is so easy to predict. Here's what's going to happen. Someone that went to Pride to Trump PAC, to TPAC, is going to test positive for the Corona doom, and they're going to blame it on the super spreader event. Watch. I mean, kiddies, those of you that want to get into the broadcasting business and into the prediction business, there's an easy one for you. Someone that was an attendee is going to test positive, and when in-the-tank satanic press corps gets a hold of it, of course, they'll blame it all on the super spreader event. There were three people that spoke at CPAC that were worth listening to. Ron DeSantis, Kristi Noem, and Donald Trump. So I watched Kimberly Guilfoyle, or Kimberly, I don't know if she goes by Trump now. She is Don Jr.'s wife, I believe. Here's a trivia question for you. Who is Kimberly Guilfoyle, formerly of fake FAUX, fake conservative Fox News? Who is she the former wife of? Do you know, Mrs. O'Connell? Mrs. O'Connell going, why do I care? She used to be the wife of who? Your time starts now, Roger. Best of luck. You Sharpies out there will probably remember. This is a long time ago. But she used to be your time starts now, Roger. Best of luck. I'm going to end the suspense because it doesn't really matter. She used to be Mrs. Gavin Gruesome Newsom. Maggie's shaking her head. That's who she used to be in a former life. She was Mrs. Gavin Newsom. By the by, California is going to recall that creep. They've got freaking Newsom, man. Freaking recall Newsom. Those creeps can roll. They needed 1.3 million signatures. They got like 1.8 million now. He gone. You're going to put that on the ballot. Here, I'll give you another trivia while we're in a trivia mood here on a Monday. Name the last governor of California that was recalled. Oh, here's an L for a bonus. You'll love this, Richard Barrett, if you're listening. And those of you that live in Texas, for a bonus, what was he recalled for? What did he do or what did he not do? Do you remember? Yeah. Somebody said, King Dude, please. Dominion will save Gavin Newsom. That's right. Well, if Stacey Abrams starts making a lot of previously unscheduled trips to California, look, they have as part of their law in California, as part of their law, ballot harvesting. You can do the Stacey Abrams move and lie and cheat in California elections. It's legal. You can actually go door to door and pay people to sign up for mail-in balloting, for mail-in votes. True story. As a matter of fact, they passed this law in 2018. So
is that how Nancy keeps her spot?
Yes. Well, it's one of the ways. Gray Davis was the governor of California that was recalled, and who replaced him? The Terminator. They're going to fix the government of California. Remember, he was in California. We're going to fix the government of California. What I keep hearing sounds like I left Austria because I was escaping the socialism. It sounds like the socialism. They want to be economic girly men. This is all from the 2004 Republican National Convention where they renominated President Bush 43 for a second term. Why did they kick Gray Davis out? Well, it wasn't just over property taxes. It was the rolling brownouts. It was PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric, and the fact that they had done such a rotten job. And it had a really warm summer, and the power kept going out. And because of the way that Gray Davis was administering the grid, had whoever running the grid, the rolling brownout, they called them brownouts, not blackouts, because they would tell you, hey, your electricity's going off for 4 hours today if you live in this county or whatever. They had rolling brownouts of electricity. And people were PO'd. This is when there were still some sane people left in California. And they got the signatures on the ballot, put it up, and he was gone. He gone. And then, of course, Schwarzenegger was then elected governor. What a disaster that was. In any event, Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel on a Monday, just kind of shifting through the news. Today is the first day of March, meaning this is the month. By the by, the month of March is a month for who? May is for Mary, Our Lady. What is March? Does anyone know? St. Joseph. March is the month of St. Joseph. And boy, howdy, do we need some St. Joseph today. So this story here about the mask mandate, I'm just going to hit this headline quick. The reports from the ground are that COVID-19 screening and face masks are required at CPAC 2021 being held in Orlando. Rather than standing by the science and standing by values, Republicans, even, quote, conservative, quote, close quote, Republicans, are instead deciding to virtue signal. Virtually signal will, signaling will not work, right? Alan Stevo at lewrockwell.com. The media will depict CPAC as a super spreader event regardless of what precautions are taken. Well, they're going to do, like I said, one person is going to test positive sometime this week and then boom, pronounced super spreader event. By the by, his speech yesterday at CPAC or at TPAC, Trump PAC, former President Trump hinted that, well, here's what he said. We'll play the clip next hour. He said, we're going to take back the White House in 2024, and I'm not going to tell you who that's going to be. I'm not going to tell you who's going to do that, which led many people to say, well, it's going to be Trump. Trump's going to run again. He'll be 80 years old. He'll be 80. By the by, the residual of... Wait a minute. What does Make America Great Again? What is the new MAGA? What does it stand for? You told me yesterday. It's MACA, right? Make Andrew Cuomo go away? Or make Andrew go away. It's the new MAGA. Everybody in New Teenark Teal is sporting MAGA hats now. Make Andrew go away. By the by, Nancy Pelosi has thrown Cuomo under the bus and said she believes her. The woman that's accusing Governor Cuomo Quattle of sexual impropriety. What's that? You got
freedom!
Is that Ted Cruz? By the way, you could call Cruz's speech at TPAC. This is my audition as your nominee in 2024 to take back the White House. I will represent you, TPAC, as the most Trump-loving conservative that ever would set foot inside the White House. And I believe in. You just keep that one open. I believe in
freedom.
You know, how many people watched Braveheart this weekend? I have it on DVD. I actually had the DVD out. I was gonna put it in, and I was gonna watch it. After being inspired by Ted Cruz, he was tent revival, poisonous snake handler preacher on Friday. I mean, down to the dramatic, and you know what it is that makes these people
the liberals, you know what it is that drives them nuts? It is conservatism.
He actually whispered it like that. I'm like, dude, all you need now is a couple of droplets of sweat from your brow. And sure enough, 2 minutes later, pardon me while I dab my brow, because I so heated it up in here. Yesterday, Chris Wallace, you know, somebody sent me a clip of his, the real Wallace, Mike Wallace, interviewing Aldous Huxley from a show that predates 60 Minutes that Wallace used to do for, I think it predates 60 Minutes, for CBS, Sunday Evening News or whatever it was. And Wallace, in interview, if you go back and you find that series, he interviewed, who's the broad that wrote Atlas Shrugged? What's her name? Ayn Rand. He interviewed Ayn Rand. He interviewed Aldous Huxley. He interviewed Russell Kirk. He interviewed, name your person that is a libertarian. You might even say that the elder Wallace kind of had an interest in people that fancied that this thing called freedom, wait a minute, what does Ted Cruz call it? Can you send me that link so I can play it whenever I want to put it on my... No, it's perfect.
Freedom!
It just makes you laugh. Here, let's do a power ranking on screaming freedom and see who wins, Ted Cruz or Mel Gibson. I'm betting on Mel Gibson. In any event, Wallace interviewed many figures. By the way, I watched... Those of you that sent me the Aldous Huxley interview, I think the Epic Times or was it Mercola? One of them found this video and published it, and many people sent it to me. King, dude, you gotta watch Aldous Huxley. He talks about this, and he gets everything right, and this and that and the other. I watched the Aldous Huxley interview, and even though that book is terrifying, I couldn't finish Brave New World. I don't know how many of you people have actually read it. I couldn't finish it. It gets too scary, terrifying. When he starts describing what it is that the Brave New World's daily life, that a person in the Brave New World, or what it is that they will do on a daily basis, what they're allowed to do, what they're programmed to do, and what they actually do, and he starts describing it, I couldn't finish it. I'm like, you know what? This sounds like it's actually going to happen. This sounds like it actually has happened or is happening. And I don't want to listen to it.